Behold, now is the acceptable time. Gather us, O God, around the cross of Christ. May the fruits of this tree feed the hungry. Into your hands, Almighty God, we place ourselves. Into your hands, incarnate Savior, we place ourselves. Into your hands, O hovering Spirit, we place ourselves. Into your hands, Almighty God, we place ourselves. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, who gathers us to the river of life, who gathers us under the tree of healing for all nations, I thank you for this season of Lent that you have brought us through, this time to acknowledge our sin and our faults, and this time to hope in your promise of the resurrection. Be with us this evening as we go forward, always remaining in your shade. In Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Please be seated. Our scripture reading is from two sections of Revelation chapter 22. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as a crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true, for the Lord, the God of the spirits and the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. See, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by its gates. Outside are the dogs, the sorcerers and fornicators and murderers and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' And let everyone who hears say, 'Come.' And let everyone who is thirsty say, 'Come.' Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift. I warn everyone who hears these words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. If anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city which are described in this book. The one who testifies to these things says, 'Surely I am coming soon.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen." Here ends the reading. So a funny thing about starting at a new church right in the middle of Lent is I literally, just as I sat down to listen to the prelude, noticed that there's a theme to these Lenten services about trees and water and bushes. It says so right on the front of the bulletin. Missed that last week. There were no trees. luckily this week I was already planning on talking about trees and water and life, so we're right back on schedule. I studied Revelation in seminary because it's one of those books that is hard. It's one of those books that everybody kind of looks at sideways and like, maybe we'll do that one next year. There's a lot of weird stuff in it. There's grasshoppers with faces like humans. It's weird. That is in Revelation. I'll have to look up where it is. So I studied it under a professor at seminary, and I fell in love with this book of the Bible. And this last chapter, really the last couple of chapters, they show us the whole point of the whole thing. They show us the promise of God. Today, in this reading, we read about the new city. It's called the New Jerusalem in this book. And in that new city, right in the middle, will be the throne of God. And coming out of that throne will be the river of life, the water of life, right down the main street in the city. No one's going to be driving any cars down that street. And over that river, and this is a really cool image that I will tell you, because I went and read some of my old books from when I was in seminary to this morning. They argue about what they think this tree looks like, the way John's describing it. But it is this huge tree, this old tree, that's roots go on either side of the river. It literally spans the river. It's not a bunch of trees lining the river like a nice city park. It's this beautiful created thing, wild and huge. And then it says something that anybody who grows things knows isn't true in this world. Every month of the year, it will produce fruit. Every month of the year, it will keep going. Silas's dad used to have peach trees where he lived in southeast Missouri, and it was apparently just a little too far north, right? Got too cold. The trees definitely were not producing fruit every month. Switched to apple trees, they do much better, but they still don't get fruit in January and February. It's not how trees work. But here, in this promise of God, abundance reigns. It is the last week of Lent. We move from today into the Palm Sunday, into walking through the most pivotal and sometimes most difficult aspects of our faith through next week. We are at the end of this journey that we began some months ago, or month and a half ago. In Lent, we take time to look at sin, our own sin that we know is in us, broken relationships that we know are around us. And we look at the sin in the world, the stuff that's too big to be any one person's fault, the stuff that shows us that darkness does still exist here. People who go hungry, people who don't have a place to live, people who don't have the care they need for their day-to-day necessities, wars being fought, the sins of the world. And in this season of Lent, sometimes we can almost get bogged down in that focus. It's rough to look head-on at the sin in the world, and to look at what part we might have in it. But tonight, as we look forward to the most beautiful and most difficult part of our church year, we are also reminded of the promise of God, of this river rushing through the middle of a beautiful city, of this tree of life growing and flourishing over it. The whole point of Revelation, I can tell you this from my good seminary class. The whole point of the whole book is that God has given us this promise. God will win. God does win. And this promise is more expansive than we could even imagine. The multitude of people who are in this city, the multitude of people who are able to see the face of God, it is mind-bogglingly vast. Because God loves and God wins. This tree growing over the river, it has fruit every month, so no one will be hungry. It has leaves that it says are for the healing of all the nations. So no one will be hurting. This water of life will cleanse and quench everybody who comes to it. In this promised ending that we have, this promise that we look forward to every Sunday, this promise that we look forward to in Jesus rising from the dead and defeating death, defeating the darkness in this world, is that there will be light and there will be food and water and shelter for everybody. Even in the midst of Lent, even as we face our sins head on and hopefully are changed by this time, we know that God wins. In a little while, we'll say the Lord's Prayer. We said it at council last night. We say it every Sunday. And I was reminded again and again of the one line in there, "Thy will be done on earth as in heaven." We've got the promise of heaven already locked away. God wins in the end. And now because we are here, because we are gathered and fed in relationship, in food, in love, and in the grace of God, we are changed to take that love and that grace into the world, to where the darkness still lives, so that God can make God's will happen here on earth, just as in heaven. Amen. Please stand as we continue with the prayers. Lord of all life, when we cannot see the beauty of your creation,
open our eyes that all living things
thrive and grow. When we neglect the poor, the sick, and the grieving,
open our hands to your word.
When we ignore the cries of injustice in our midst, when we are hardened against our neighbor,
open our hearts,
when we are closed to the grace that you long to give us, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Amen. And now gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, the Lord of peace give you peace at all times and in all ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and serve the Lord.